neighborhood. Your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Madlanga Commission that's investigating claims of corruption and political interference in the criminal justice system has ruled that the testimony of its next witness will be held in camera. The witness, who is due to give sensitive evidence on active and ongoing police investigations, will testify for the next 2 days. Evidence leaders told the commission this morning that it's the subject matter of the evidence and not the identity of the witness that is the issue in this case. The commission also heard that attorneys for News 24 and the Daily Maverick would no longer oppose the application. Here's Commission Chair Mbuyiseli Madlanga.
The commission decides to sit in camera to hear the evidence of the next witness. And it does so for the reasons that have been given by the chief evidence leader. The commission notes the fact that the media respondents, News 24 and Daily Maverick, no longer oppose the application.
It comes after proceedings at the commission were halted earlier this week. Technical glitches reportedly exposed information that could have compromised the safety of a protected witness. And a crime and policing expert says the delay in releasing the crime statistics is likely due to administrative issues and not disputes within the police ministry. It's postponed the release today of its report for the first quarter of the 2025-26 financial year. Independent crime analyst Johan Berger says the release of the crime statistics has been delayed before.
There's no reason why they should not be able to present the stats unless there's another administrative stumbling block that prevents us. And that can be something with the computerized system that may have caused this delay.
KZN COCTA MEC Tulasizwe Buthelezi has called on municipalities to tighten security around key infrastructure. This follows the arrest of three people in Ulundi in connection with the theft and malicious damage of an electricity substation in the area. Here's department spokesperson Senzo Mzila.
The MEC for COCTA has lauded the swift action of the SAPS in Ulundi following the arrest of three individuals. They face charges of theft and malicious damage to essential infrastructure. The MEC has called upon members of the community to be active participants in protecting community infrastructure.
On the international front, records show that bears have killed 7 people in Japan this year. It's the highest since 2006 when the survey started. More and more wild bears have been spotted in Japan in recent years, even in residential areas. It's due to factors including a declining human population and climate change. Including the fatal cases, at least 108 people have been injured since April. Your top story this hour. The Madlanga Commission has ruled that the testimony of its next witness will be held in camera. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.